audibletrial.com/go to hell. Are you a little bit stupid and don't really want to read? Or maybe you're a little bit stupid and want to tell people that you're smart and also don't want to read. Maybe you're driving, or you're a little bit driving. Well, go to audibletrial.com/go to hell and get a free sample of audible.com with lots of audiobooks to make yourself sound smarter. You're stupid. audibletrial.com/go to hell.
Okay.
Have we done shoelaces on the show? Is that stupid to talk about? Shoelaces?
I think you've covered them.
Okay. I think that we're at that point already. Okay. Introduce the show.
This is Hack Thoughts Podcast.
No, you were doing a voice.
This is Hack Thought Podcast Sandwich Saga Meat Episode. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of The Fangers.
It's cold. I bet you're freezing. And we're gonna talk about it. I love the winter. Deepu, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing possibly the most... Hello, welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast where we talk about thoughts you didn't think to think about. When did you put that thought in the oven? Was it 20 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago? You don't want that thought to burn. I'm Mike Fowick, one of the hosts of the show, and my producer this week is Deepu Gill. Say hi, Deepu.
Hello, hello.
That was, you broke instructions already. Deepu, we have taken on some of the world's toughest hack thoughts, thoughts you don't think to think about, hacky thoughts, stupid thoughts. I've taken on the sun itself, fighting it, saying the sun is stupid. I don't care that it provides sustenance to plants. Get your own food, plants. Stop burning my skin. I don't want to have to look at the sun. I hate the sun. Don't come in my house, sun. Don't come in. I don't like it. It's not fun to be hit by your radiation. Okay? Now we're doing something, and I really mean this, so buckle the fuck up, everyone. Possibly more controversial than hating the very... sustainability of life itself. Deepu, summer can go fuck itself.
Disagree. Wholeheartedly.
Of course. Of course you... of course you do, you ignorant shit monkey.
So I scoff.
I laugh in the scoff of your face. Why do you like summer? First of all, this is definitely more controversial. There are plenty of people who are like, yeah, well, the sun can suck it. I get there might be riots going on right now that I have broadcasted that I don't like summer. And this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. Why do you like the summer? It's wintertime. It's a great time of year.
I love the summer because
why?
I hate the cold. I like having... flexibility.
So I assume in the summer you have no air conditioning on. Spend all your time outside. Permission to treat the witness as hostile. You make your house hotter.
No, I don't. I make it a little colder. A little colder.
The court recognizes that this witness has said he doesn't make his house hotter in the summer. We would like a mistrial.
Okay, so hold on. Just because I like a little AC means I want to live in the AC? Is that what that means? It means
I
have to...
You don't.
I have to live in minus 12?
You don't. I'm cutting this argument off at the pass. You don't, and no one likes it hotter.
Okay, yeah, that I'll agree with. No one says in the summer, I need some heat. I need to turn it up a little bit. That's true. Unless it's a cold day. In which case, you want to put your legs on the stove or something. I get that. You were saying?
No, you were saying. You were saying. I don't know how you wriggled out of that one, but you were saying, I don't like the cold weather. So explain to me your use of air conditioning.
All right, well, instead of explaining that, I'm going to just tell you, I don't like the cold. I don't like how I have to put on fucking socks to go outside to take to bring the garbage cans back in.
You're going out barefoot to play with garbage? Well, you're not even doing anything exciting. That was so lame. At least somebody who's like, yeah, I like to have my feet on the grass and feel the spring at my balls, or whatever people say. You're like taking the trash out? Put some shoes on.
No, I mean, or I could have sandals. It's nice to have sandals on in the summer. You just slip them on.
Yeah, that's what's real fun about taking the trash out. Is digital exposure of your feet. That's a big thing for me when I take the trash. Why are we making the trash fun? I mean, okay. I guess some errands are harder in different parts of the year.
And your point of view is actually like really biased against like people who can't afford. Yeah, it's like really offensive to people who can't afford heat in like this climate. Oh, you got me.
Oh, I got you. Damn son of a.
Have you not heard of city housing and how they're cold and they don't like it? Do you tell them to enjoy it?
In your opinion, sir. First of all, let us ignore the fact that those same city housings I don't want to get into a discussion of what is right and what is wrong for a society to provide to people. Should a government give its people pizza rolls or bagel bites? Who are we? What would the founding fathers say? No? Do any apartments for anyone less than really fucking loaded come with central air? No! No! So your argument holds no water in this court! They also don't get air conditioning. They're fucked. Yeah, there are some people that get fucked by the system, but all the weather is fucking them equally.
I disagree. I think the winter.
How can you disagree? Okay, first of all, you are, listen, Mahatma, you don't represent the lower people here. I'm asking about you. What are you doing for the poor? Hold on. In the last episode, you compared yourself to Jesus, and now you're trying to help them with their because they're freezing in the street. What the fuck are you doing?
I fucking pay my taxes.
I hate when people do this. What are you doing?
I pay my taxes, which helps them.
What are you doing? You're trying to uphold the plight of the unheated in this place. And what do you do for them?
What are
you doing for them? Seriously.
I sympathize.
That is bullshit.
I'm talking about them on my podcast.
Dude, if that was a thing, there would be no urinals anywhere in the world, okay? It's not working. Kind of a hack thought before we go on. You don't think this is important, right? That's like a serious thing we need to talk about, DP. You don't think we're not doing like God's work here.
That's news to me. I felt like we were...
I one time yelled at you about mustard for like a while. You don't think this is like... We can get shot in the head right now. Everything will be fine.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it'll be fine, but
no,
it can't be great.
No, don't say, you need to like deal with that reality because you are not helping the poor. There's nobody on here being like, well, he mentioned it to Mike. Mike, the heat miser from that stop motion movie will now come here and use his Johnny Flame powers to give us heat. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous. You, sir, can only answer for you. Okay? Not societally. Why do you like the summer?
I like the summer because that is when nature thrives. I love seeing nature
you're
thrive.
Talking about how people get a little bit more horny in the summer.
No. Talk about how plants grow.
Well, that was your only argument. People getting real horny in the summer was the only thing I would have accepted as a reason to enjoy the summer. You lost that. You conceded that evidence. So... What's your thing, that things grow in the summer? Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, I mean, I love seeing a tree have new leaves. I love seeing grass thriving.
People of the podcast audience, allow me to introduce our first piece of evidence against this, what is certainly a scrupulous and balsamically glazed argument. Mr. Gill...
Yes.
Do you possess? Don't do my voice. You do this.
Sorry.
Don't do my voice. I chose a voice, and you're not going to steal it from me. Mr. Gill. Snap suspenders. Mr. Gill. Do you own even a single goddamn houseplant?
Yes.
Your Honor, the court recognizes that this goddamn asshole has come up here saying he likes watching things grow. They quite frankly sell houseplants in Walgreens next to the toothbrushes you see on TV with the Spider-Man on top of them. Now, sir, you haven't bothered to buy a houseplant.
Well, must I own houseplants to enjoy watching them grow?
Yeah, you do. You do. If you're so crazed at seeing things grow, I would consider you to spend $3 on a houseplant. Yeah.
No, I got basil. I got basil sitting around.
Do you have basil?
Yeah.
No, this is a real thing. Send me a photo of the basil right now.
I will. It's
no,
coming.
No.
It's coming.
Stop the show.
My phone's not working.
Okay. This is spurious evidence.
Yeah,
and I'm not allowing it to be entered.
No, that's bullshit. No one ever says, "Oh, send me right now." That's unfair. That's unfair requesting of evidence. Last I checked, it's uncouth to ask for evidence in such a way. Because you're basically calling me a liar, and you can't do that.
No, not basically. only calling you a liar. That's all I ever do on the show.
Okay.
Do you like seeing things grow?
Love
okay.
It.
You know Love what? It. You know what? Even though you've done nothing to prevent your hatred of the winter and seeing things grow, there are plenty of things that bloom in the winter or have a certain, you know, I'm a big fan of evergreens, for example. But we're not going to get into that. Mm. We're not even going to get into Michael's extensive knowledge of the series Planet Earth. I was talking about, I'm a big fan of Attenborough, and he started... What I noticed, by the way, if you've never seen Planet Earth, David Attenborough narrates it. But he started in British narrators pronouncing the word year incorrectly, like even more British than British people. He'll go, yeah, in this time of yeah. And now you hear it in other, like, whenever you watch, like, Harry Potter DVDs, it's like, yeah, fall. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the guy's a fucking trendsetter. Leave him alone.
Homeless, yeah.
Leave
this
alone.
Frog, at this time of year, the frogs are made of sandwiches.
No, Dibu, I think he's a
troublemaker. What else? I'm not even going to get into it. You're not doing anything to stop the fact that you don't like seeing things grow. But I will give you, I'll even give you an argument that there are more things growing. One would argue the spring is perhaps a better season to see that. But that's okay. We'll say he likes it being very lush. You like a lush environment. Okay? He goes to the mall. He sees someone says, you own a sharper image. He goes, no. Lush. Tibu,
okay, I don't like frostbite.
What else do you like about summer?
I like the lack of frostbite potential.
Have you ever actually gotten frostbite?
I don't think so. I have been cold before.
Great. Next thing.
Just because I haven't experienced it doesn't mean I can't hate it.
No, the evidence of things that hurt you in the summer and winter are equal. In fact, the summer's more so. More people get hurt in the summer.
From the sun, or just like from doing outdoorsy shit. Like skateboarding.
No, because there's discounts on scooters, and they see on the commercial them doing that little spin kick, which is pretty hard, and then they all fall. Because of the heat, asshole.
Because of the what? Because of the heat stroke?
Many different illnesses and bodily conditions. I'm not a doctor. I know people get, like a lot of old people die in the summer.
Oh, yeah, is that why?
And in the winter.
Tiny Tim
it's not
like...
easy. It's got, quite frankly, guys, it's hard all year round for them.
I don't know.
It's, look.
Okay, let me think. Let me just think for a second. Processing. Okay.
Operator.
I like the fashion.
Operator.
I like the fashion.
Representative.
No, I'm making sense. Fuck off. I don't like how you have to put on 30 billion layers just to go outside in the winter. Ooh.
Okay.
Can't even show off my pecs.
Okay. Okay. Fashion. Some people might think Michael's going to argue with this one. Perfectly valid argument. However, it is. Don't do count your points so fast, sir.
Oh.
Okay? It is equally as weighted by the amount of people that like jackets. Jackets look really good.
I'll agree with you there. Jackets are fine.
So your point goes away. Fashion, I'm giving you, but you can't take my point away. Deepu, what do you like? And you know what it is? This is what it is that there is no real answer, but there are these people that love summer, and it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy because you can't explain anything to them. It's so weird. It's so weird that people defend summer this way. Quite frankly, I think it's infantile. I think it's like this going back to like school age that people are like, they don't know how to like live as they're not really fully mature. That's me being real mean to you summer lovers, is that you're like, and this is offensive, be offended, is that it's like, oh, you know, like, it's the summer and like I'm out of school and therefore I have to do things and have fun and because it's summer and like you're not even being logical. It's like you don't have off for the summer. Everyone has to work. I think it's like a little infantile, quite frankly.
I'll concede that to you there. I do have fond associations with summer just because.
I wasn't arguing about you. You have a lot of deep-seated childhood issues. We're talking about like other people.
Yeah, sure.
This was a grander armchair psychology thing I was trying to do on everyone. You.
Oh, well,
no,
chair away.
Definitely. Yeah. You and the girl and the pizza. There's a lot of issues that you haven't worked through.
At least it didn't happen in the
winter.
So
far, summer's bullshit. So far, this summer thing is bullshit. What else is good about summer?
Longer days.
Oh,
more sunlight.
Well, this goes with the whole sunlight thing. It's horse shit.
Yeah, I know ever since we invented candles, it hasn't been an issue. But it's nice to go outside at like 10 p.m.
That's not my argument. I don't want new listeners to think Mike said that candles is what replaced the sun. Although, it's an okay argument. That's not my point. Is that it's bullshit in longer days. Who cares?
People who fucking like the sun. People who want more daylight, more sunlight in their life. Okay, that was kind of horseshit. But
It's horseshit.
People like, oh, how about horse riding? You can't do that in the winter.
Oh, of course you can. Horses love that.
No, they'll fucking keel over from the cold.
What are you? Listen, Rooster Cogburn, you're not riding halfway across the fucking valley. They love the snow. They live outside.
Barely. They fucking keel over in the winter.
They like snow. Go, I guarantee
if
you.
If they
like,
could talk, they'd be like.
Always horses, all four-legged. It's a rule of being a four-legged animals. All four-legged animals look so majestic and happy in the snow. All four-legged mammals are adorable in the snow.
Okay.
By law of nature.
All right,
if you're not cute
this?
Enough in the snow, they die off. That's what happens.
All right, I got this for you. I got a tip for you. Why winter sucks. Or at least
no,
why.
No. That's not what we're here to do. It is not winter versus summer. It is summer is ridiculous. And that's another thing that summer people do.
Oh, they start shitting on winter?
Well, in the winter, well, and they start to shit on all the things around them. It's not what we're here to do. The winter is great. The summer sucks. Stop trying to go back to the summer. It's weird. It is a little bit of an infantile thing even in that way. Like, ooh, I have to going back, you know, in time. Wanting a different, like, time. It's, like, nostalgic in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. You can't vacation in certain spots.
You all can say whatever. What spots? Where are you? Who are you, James Bond? Where are you going? Before, you said the most exciting thing that happens to you in the summer is trash taking out. And not even, like, to the dump. Just out to your curb.
Well, you know,
I buy you a trebuchet that like perfectly launches your trash can.
But then I got to bring it back. It's a mess. I don't want to get I don't get a catapult involved.
Trebuchet.
I forget what a trebuchet is. Is that a sling? Like a giant catapult?
It's a trebuchet. It's not a catapult.
Okay. We're getting off the point. Look, can we stay focused, Mike?
There's no better point than you not knowing what a trebuchet is and insulting it by calling it a catapult. Ugh.
Hey, computer, what's a trebuchet?
He doesn't hear me. Anyway, so, what I like about...
Hey, computer! Hey, computer! Where'd you put that? Did you borrow my keys from the basement? Yeah, for the door!
Okay.
For the door! The basement door! Did you borrow the keys, computer? I left my shoes in there.
Why? Okay, let me ask you this. Why do people prefer to move during the summer as opposed to the winter? Because they don't want to carry shit.
So hold on.
Yep.
Hold on. Mobility. You're saying that the summer has maximum mobility? Is that what you're talking about?
There's more mobility. There's more ease of travel.
Oh, here we go.
Ease of travel.
Let him step in it, Michael. Just let him do it. Let him go right to it. I'm in that deep blue blind. Got twigs around me. Even though it's inside, it works as a camouflage for a Deepu. You just put twigs in. It's like there's a big bush in his room. And he goes, oh, that's just a bush. I'm just going to let him step into it.
Okay. The reason I like summer
is, yeah,
because I like
it's
being
the
able
easiest
to move.
To move around. Yes. Is that what you're saying compared to the winter?
Yes.
Mistral!
Oh, fuck.
Mistral!
No. How? Why?
Obviously, how? Any of the seasons that don't include snow and are less hot and are not at, like, the fucking equinoxical peak, or whatever the word may be, of the hottest time of the year are more ideal than summer. Your greatest mobility, again, would be spring. Bullshit. Summer's fucking horseshit. And the thing that I'm annoyed is that even these arguments, people who like the summer right now, they don't even think this far. They're just like, I like the summer. They sound like cult. They sound like cult people. It's like, oh, the summer, the summer, the summer. They don't even think this. What do you like about the summer? I just like it. And then we as society can't go, what the fuck are you talking about? That's the part where I get annoyed. Where they're just like, oh, you know, it's you go out and you do things. Shut the fuck up. What do you mean? The beach is way cooler in this winter. I'm pulling it out right now. The beach is a cooler place. Okay, I'm doing it right now.
You're out of your mind.
We only have a few minutes. The beach is cooler in the winter.
I mean, literally cooler, but it's not.
The beach is a cooler scene in the winter.
Okay, can you explain why it's cooler? Why is it cooler?
Okay, A, I'm not swimming in the ocean.
Either way, you mean?
Either way. I don't like the beach either way. Which makes summer an easy that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Okay? That's not hard for me to choose. I don't like going in the water in the ocean. I'm not afraid of it. I can't swim laps. I think generally a lot of people that try that in the ocean die. one lap is tremendous.
yep.
You're not really allowed to go out that far, even if you don't want to swim laps.
Your feet might touch the seaweed, which is like kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, is that like dead people? Oh God. Yeah. Oh my God. Crabs. Little spiky things that want to destroy your species. Ugh.
Well, hold on. This is again why we don't always let you keep. You think crabs are our main competitor?
I mean, in the water and, like, I just don't like the...
Certainly there are lots of other, like, jellyfish are definitely doing way better in the water than we are. Like, jellyfish are doing real good. Jellyfish are, like, a big main contender to humans right now.
I do know that they survive. They're one of the greatest survivors.
Okay, yeah, crabs are not on the fucking list, man.
I mean, I'm just talking about shit. I don't want my feet to be on, bro.
No chief in the history of... No leader has ever been, like... And how are we dealing with the crab situation? Are they killing the children again? Are they coming up on shore and picking off our young ones? That's never happened. No okay. Leader of men has ever said, well, but what? Is it safe against crabs?
I think, I guess I'm personally scared by crabs, but no one else relates, I guess.
In the sense but. Of your feet safety, which is, I guess, the main reason you like summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it could ruin your whole summer.
Yeah.
They are one of the number one enemies to wearing sandals. get a little cut in there.
Ugh.
The beach is a weirder place in the summer. The beach is a desert, first of all. So I don't want to go into the beach. That's a whole other subject. The beach is a desert.
Half desert, half ocean.
You can't drink salt water.
Yeah.
You're not allowed at the beach to put, like, they don't put stores on the beach. There's it's really hard to grow food in sand. And even if there was food there, or if they let you, like, eat the little tiny crabs and tide pool shit, they don't. So it is a desert. There's nothing to eat or drink on a beach for miles. Desert. But I don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
Because a highway is the same way in a lot of ways.
Okay.
That's how I think about the world.
Let me
think. The beach is the only argument. People that like beaches is the only argument for summer. That is the only argument I'm willing to recognize as summer being a viable thing.
Water gun fights. You can't do that
absolutely
in the winter.
Absolutely, you could do it in the winter.
Oh my God, that'd be brutal.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Water in all its forms are enjoyed in the prevalence of people that will fight with water in the winter is surely greater than the prevalence that will fight with it in the the summer. If anything, you, Deepu, hero to the poor man, as you've said on this episode, should embrace the winter, which requires no equipment or pretentious pumps in order to do aqua-based combat. All it requires are hands or a friend willing to put a spoon in your mouth so you can throw balls at people.
All I know is that, like, shooting someone with a water gun in the winter would be brutal. People would hate that.
Now I've got him, audience.
Yeah, they would hate. I know. I'm intentionally walking into your trap. I'm intentionally.
Oh, you. Oh, Deepu.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to punch you out. You're going to see a burger satellite.
Deepu. I'm intentionally triggering the trap.
Deepu.
Because I like to see.
Deepu.
Yep.
Do you own a water gun?
I have an arsenal.
Fuck,
I have an arsenal.
Off, you
I have
do.
I have an automated
fuck
closet.
Off.
I have
fuck
an electronic
off
closet.
You're such a goddamn liar. Fuck you. You don't own one.
Hold on,
you show me, right? Oh, why don't you buy a houseplant and water them with a water gun? The whole fucking problem is solved. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
I'm
I
done.
Could.
You don't own water guns, and there's no way that there's fresh basil.
well,
there's
I got
no
kale.
Way. There's
I got
no
kale.
Way any of those are true. There's no way you've presented no evidence.
Okay, what evidence have you presented? You take a photo of it.
Burden of Beepu Deepu being stupid is on Deepu. I am taking a picture right now of how you don't have a water gun. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with the episode. You just make these things up. You get backed into a corner and you try and find logic.
Hold on, I'm shooting it right now.
Yeah.
It's a little clogged up because it's been a while. Have I won the argument yet?
You need to stop. You need to stop that immediately.
Oh, is that disgusting to hear?
Yeah.
For you fucking weird people?
Yeah.
Some people like it.